Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, my man Connor?
Doing all right.
Well, yeah, well, it's a little bit warmer, man. It's a little bit warmer. Well, actually, when I got up this morning, it was actually, and went outside, it was 58 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold.
Huh?
Pretty cold. Yeah, I mean, I walked here, so yeah. It was pretty cold.
In a t-shirt you walked here?
Yeah.
You got to do better, man. Even when you're young, that 58 is, you got to have a jacket or, you know. Oh, you got to have what I have, some insulation.
You'd be surprised. But my friends don't wear anything.
Yeah, but you're missing the insulation.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am missing insulation.
I have insulation, as you can see.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's built up over years.
Yeah.
Let me see. So I've got my classmate on the line. Hey, good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
Are you Earl?
I'm doing fine. Did you hear me say it was 58 degrees?
Yes. Yes, it was 58 degrees, and it's 78 degrees here.
Well, don't you miss that 58 degrees in early August? No.
No.
Oh, so you left us hanging. And
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I have to agree with her, Earl.
And
high and dry. Huh? I said high and dry.
Yeah. So how you doing, my friend? And for those who don't know, Miss Carrie is my classmate. As we get ready and prepare to celebrate our 50th year high school reunion, Carrie, it still doesn't seem possible.
No. It doesn't.
No, it really does not. I mean, outside of the fact that, as I was talking to the young man here, that I've added a little insulation, I think when I graduated, as a matter of fact, I know, when I graduated from Washington High School in 1972, Connor, I weighed 140 pounds. That's got to be somewhere around you.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I weighed 140. So what I'm saying to you is that that's what you are about now at 21. Look at me, and this is what's in your future.
Earl. I work out too much.
Hey, Earl, I just wanted to let you know that we have about 25 people coming, and so far they are paid. Those are the ones that are paid.
Okay, so how do we pay? How do we pay? Because I'm one that's not paid, and I need to get that done.
Right. Right. And basically, you send me a check at 1148, and that is K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y Lane, Ormond Beach, Florida.
K-I-L what?
Kilkenny. K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y Lane, Ormond Beach.
Well, you just text me that so I can announce it.
I will. And basically, it's $75 a person. And also, we are looking on Friday night having a cocktail party somewhere in Brookfield or Elm Grove.
Okay.
And so those are the two things. The reunion is on Saturday at 6 o'clock. And that is music, food, fun. The whole bit, reminiscing, and we have pictures from the last five reunions that we are going to be showing.
You know, I think I was at every one. I might have missed one.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah,
yep,
but when I talk to people about it, and
yeah,
and many people don't understand what reunions are really about. It's it's not about what you didn't do, what you did do. It's about, hey, life was a lot easier then. What was it? Could it be that it was all so simple then, but it's time rewritten every line, and if we had the chance to do it all again, would we, could we? Memories.
Yeah.
Of the corners of my mind.
Yep, you got that right. But that's what life is.
Memories. Yeah, the way we were. Yeah. That's what it is. Yes. That's what
Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford.
Yes. Yes. And you and I.
I love that movie.
Yeah, and so that's what these things are. And what people need to understand is you'll never get a chance to do it again.
No, you won't. You cannot redo things.
No. And I will say to you, we got to do, and I'm going to do my due diligence. What's the date and the time of the reunion?
It is October 15th. Brookfield Doubletree, and it is on Classmates, and it is also on the alumni website, and also Washington High School Class of 72 website.
Yeah, Carrie, I just am thinking about it, and you know, I think about, you know, just how quickly life moves.
Oh, passes you by?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and I also think about those classmates of ours who are no longer here.
Right. Yes. Yes. And it's sad because they're young to die.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And sometimes God takes the good ones and leaves the crappy ones.
Well, and then... Well, I was going to say something, but I think I'll...
Sorry.
I'll resist that.
Sorry.
No. No, I guess what I would say is, you know, you just realize how blessed you are. The older we get, the more we want to hold on to life because we know, you understand how precious it is. You know, when you're young...
It is precious.
When you're young, you know, you there's the old axiom... Youth is wasted on the young. And because when you're young, you know, you don't think about there coming a point in time when it all ends. You have your whole life ahead of you.
No, you don't.
But as we you know, move on, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, hey, man, can you believe it, man? In a couple of years... Be 70 years old.
I know. I know. We were thinking when we were 20.
Yes, and I was saying, back then we thought 70 years old, you were old, right?
I know, and you know they're not.
No. And I don't know. I don't know if it's that we have done a better job of taking care of ourselves. I don't know if that's what it amounts to. But
it could be, and it could be the good life that we've all tried to live. And, you know, I moved to Florida 20 years ago, and it was the best thing I ever did. I love it here.
So are you?
I love the warm.
Are you trying to say that those of us who are still left here in, you know, on this glacier haven't made...
Yeah.
The right decisions.
I haven't said that. I haven't, because I know a lot of people don't love to live there. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. But, I would not know, but I will say this: I know it's got to be right around, you know, November, October. You got to start saying, "I'm so glad I live in Florida."
Yep. Oh, I say that every time I look, watch Law and Order, and it's snowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll say this, Carrie. I'm really thrilled about you doing this hard work, the commitment that you have, you know, put into this, and you know, I got to do my due diligence on this end, and I pledge to you that the next time you and I talk, that we at least double that on yeah. my end yeah. because I'm going to be working from this day forward, collecting everybody that I know, and then have them connect and collect everybody who they know. It's a pinnacle, right? I mean, it's a pinnacle.
It is, because I have actually the people that we've gotten is because I am, as my husband says, relentless.
Right.
I text message, I call, I send things, I do things. He's my great support system because he does a lot with Linda Durenberg, with the Alumni Association.
Well, you know, I remember your husband, and we've had great conversations. Well, see, here's the difference between you and I. You know how to use technology. I'm still using carrier pigeons. So, you know, the carrier pigeon thing doesn't work quite as well, but I'm trying.
No, it doesn't. But it is October 15th, $75 per person. And then on Friday night, we're looking to have a cocktail party. So whoever signs up, they will be notified of the whole schedule.
Okay, make sure you text me the
I will.
All of the pertinent information. Thank you, as
I
always.
Will.
That's my classmate, Miss Carrie. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Holton.
Right, Holton. That's right. You know, thank you, and tell your husband I said hello, and we'll certainly be talking soon.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
Have a
thank
great
you.
Day, and God bless you.
You too, my
and
friend.
Thank you, and hope to see all these people at our reunion.
We're going
to
make it happen. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.